Chapter 19. Rescue at Last. The next night, the captain and his men rowed the small boat to the ship. Friday stayed with the two prisoners near the cave, and I sat on the beach and waited. Finally, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, I heard 7 loud gunshots from the ship. The attack was successful. "Now I can return to England," I said to myself. In the morning, the captain and some of his men returned to the island in the small boat. "Crusoe!" the captain shouted. "My dear friend, now I can take you home." "Was it a hard fight?" I asked. "No," the captain answered. "Most of the men were asleep when we arrived. Very few men fought. We killed only the rebel captain. The other sailors didn't trust him anyway, and they promised to be loyal to us." The captain gave Friday and me new clothes from the ship. After so many years wearing animal skins, it was strange to wear these clothes. The captain also brought us food and wine from the ship. Later that day, we ate and drank and had a big celebration. Afterwards, Friday and I explained things about the island to the two prisoners, and I gave them all my tools. The next day, Friday and I boarded the ship for England. I took with me only 2 things, my goatskin cap and my parasol. It was the 19th of December, 1686, 27 years, 2 months, and 19 days after I arrived on the island. I reached England 6 months later. A new life waited for me and Friday there.